coming my way.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
God. Amen. I mean to know that we must be spirit-led people. Amen. And we have been talking about, and the Spirit of God has been dealing with us about being spirit-led, not led of the flesh, not led of the soul, not led of someone else's opinion, not led by reason, but led by His Spirit. Amen. Amen. When you have Matthew chapter number 4, I want you to say, I have the word, and I'm ready to receive it. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when we had fasted 40 days, when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came unto him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. When the devil taketh him up to into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou should dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Amen. May God add a blessing to those hearers and doers of his word. Amen, amen. As I said before, we've been talking about being spirit-led. Amen. So for a thought this morning, man, I want to speak to you from this thought and this idea. The triumph of being spirit-led. Amen. The triumph of being spirit-led. Amen, amen. At this time in Jesus' life, we find that in those days he had came to John baptizing and preaching in the wilderness of Judea. And John was preaching, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And so Jesus went to him and John recognized him. And Jesus said, let it be this way for now. Let it be that you baptize me in the river Jordan. And Jesus was baptized by John. The Bible says that as Jesus came out of the water, that the Bible says that straightway out of the water, lo, the heavens were open unto him, and the Spirit of God descended on him like a dove. Amen. And John heard, even Jesus heard the voice, and that he was the Son of God. And he said, this is my beloved Son, saying, and this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. After this event, after this happened, then Jesus was Spirit-led. Amen. Amen. You know, there ought to be some events that happen in our life, some encounter that we have with God. Amen. That causes God to speak in our life. Amen. And so when we have this encounter and when we hear God speak, you need to know that the Spirit of God is going to lead you to a certain place. And when the Spirit of God leads you to a place, then don't complain about where you're going. Amen. Because he's leading. Amen. He is leading. And since he's leading, you ought to trust him. Amen. Well, right after God spoke. Now, this is the thing. God baptizes us, but Satan bombards us. Amen. Right after his baptism, there was a bombardment from Satan. Come on and say amen. Sometimes God pour our blessings upon us. We're so poured out on that we got all that we need. And then all of a sudden, Satan bombards us with something. Oh, come on and say amen. Look, right after God speaks, Satan strikes. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Oh, yeah, whenever you hear a word from God, you better believe that Satan is coming to strike. The Bible tells us that when the word is sown, that the enemy comes immediately. Not, he don't wait. He does not give you time to let that word marinate or grow. He doesn't give it time to flourish and for you to nurture it. But immediately, while it's a seed, he wants to choke it up. Amen. While it's only a thought in your mind. As long as it's there in your mind, as long as it doesn't get down in your heart, he wants to choke it up. Come on and say amen. So when God speaks, Satan does what? He strikes out to come and get you. Amen. Or he strikes at you. And then the other thing is that when God fills us, the devil fights us. Lord, help me today. Whenever God fills you with his word, fills you with his Spirit, the devil is going to fight you. Now, some of us say, well, I'm not going to be doing a whole lot of stuff for the devil to get his attention, for him to be trying to get at me. The mere fact that you have the word of God. Oh, come on and say amen. The fact that you're filled with his Spirit and you remind him of God, he's going to fight you anyway. Because you remind him of God. You are in his image. You are a Christian. You are a person chosen by God. The problem is many of us don't even know that God has chosen us. God has called us. And we're trying to do something else. But you'll never be able to get away from the call that God has for you. Amen. And so even though you try to get on the devil's side so he don't bother you, amen, he's going to try and destroy you so that you can't get back to the place God called you to be in the first place. Hallelujah. So God will fill us, but Satan wants to fight us. Amen. And we find here that after those things, when he was baptized, after God spoke, after he was filled, come on and say amen, the devil bombarded, he struck at him and he fought him. Amen. But we find here that the Bible said that when Jesus then was Jesus led up of the Spirit, that's verse 1, into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now let's look at his preparation. He knew that he was called to do something or sent to do something. Let's say that. He knew what he was sent to do. But he knew that there was a period of preparation. And guess what? There was a place of preparation. Amen. And guess what? God does not allow you to choose the period or the place. Lord, help me today. But he leads you to the place. Amen. And the wonderful thing about being spirit-led is that you're not driven like a cow. Amen. Isn't he doesn't corral you and he doesn't spook you to make you run somewhere. I know some people think that God spooks them and scares them straight. But God knows that if he scares you, that you won't stay straight. Anybody that came to church because they were afraid to die, afraid of this, or afraid of hell, never stayed in church. Amen. But the people who come to church because they love God, that's the one. The Spirit leads you to him. Amen. That's the one that stays with him. As we're talking about this about being spirit-led, you know, we can't be led by our flesh. We can't be led by our feelings. We can't be led by our emotions. Come on and say amen. But we have to be led by the Spirit, because when Isaac was led by his senses, his natural abilities, he ended up putting a blessing on somebody who he wasn't supposed to bless. Come on and say amen. Because he trusted in his smell. He trusted in what he tasted. Because his sight was failing him. He trusted those things rather than what he heard. Amen? And so we, by faith, we have to trust what we hear God saying. Amen? And so Jesus, being tempted or being led of the Spirit, because he heard the voice from heaven that said that he was the Son of God. Amen. Now here he is led into the wilderness. He's led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Now why would God lead him in a place where there's no water, there's no food, there's no people? Come on and say amen. Why would God lead him there? I know sometimes we think about where we are in life and we say, God, I know this can't be you. Why am I here? And God has said, I got you here to prepare you. I got you here in this place of preparation for this period to prepare you for something greater. Oh, come on and say amen. If you don't have your wilderness experiences, you will not be able to get to the promise. Oh, glory be to God. If you don't have your wilderness experiences, you will not be able to triumph over the enemy, because the enemy, he can't touch you in the promised land because you got it. So he tried to hinder you in the wilderness. You see, Jesus had to go to the wilderness for a reason. Because, now listen, the Bible says in the book of Exodus that the children of Israel went in the wilderness and they stayed there for 40 years. Amen. And a lot of them died in the wilderness. Amen. Because of their doubt, because they didn't trust.
able to say, ooh, look at what Jesus did. That's why I don't put my name in lights. This ministry is Living Word Ministry, not Al Holden. Come on and say amen. Because it's not about me, it's about the God in me. Help me, Holy Ghost, to preach it anyway. This temptation was to self-ratify, to get your self-approval, or get a few pats on the back. It was to disturb the temple worship and to bring attention to himself when God was saying, not yet. You can't do it now. Come on and say amen. Because he brought him to a high place and he said, now drop down and bring attention to yourself. When you make it all about you, oh yeah, you failed the test. Oh, come on and say amen. Because what the devil knew was that everybody was going to want to make him the king because he was already King of Kings. And he knew that if I can get him to do this without going to the cross, oh, come on, mankind wouldn't be saved. If I can get people to follow him without him going through the testing, without him.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of